In July, we said the Jets carried the loudest turnover luck signal our model has ever flagged, a zero interception season, a minus 18 margin with a decade of history pulling it up, colliding with the quarterback imported to catch the bounce, who led the league in giveaways himself. The question was whether the bounce beats the quarterback. Camp has been staging that collision daily, and both sides keep scoring. Geno's practice file, taken alone, is the best August of his career. On August 1st, he went 11 of 11 with 4 touchdowns in team drills. "It's good to see that from your starter," Aaron Glenn said via the team's practice report, crediting an off-season of work. The midweek sessions kept the shape. 7 of 11 with touchdowns to Garrett Wilson and Adonai Mitchell on Thursday, then 8 of 12 Friday in periods built entirely around 3rd and 7 plus, where every single ball thrown at Wilson was caught. 5 connections, per the team's report. Glenn's fuller assessment, from Rich Simonyi's ESPN file, credits the Frank-Reich pairing. "I think he and Frank are on the same page. One good thing about Geno is, for as long as he's been in this league, he's still learning." Frank Reich's own Friday review, per the New York Post's coverage, saved its highest praise for Smith. Then Saturday's intra-squad scrimmage delivered the reality check, and the beat didn't sugarcoat it. The Post's account said the offense looked like the same offense that has been annually one of the worst in the NFL. Smith opened 5 of 5 for 81 yards and a touchdown, cooled to 12 of 20 for 157, and his lone score, per the coverage, should have been ruled a sack by David Bailey, the second overall pick, who the offensive line could not handle all afternoon. 2 more sacks came in 3 red zone series. False starts stacked as the morning heated. Glenn's postgame spin credited a fast start and quality finish, and his blunter in the moment version was up and down day. Here's the muffed red on why that scrimmage is good news wearing bad news's clothes. The July preview's bounce case required exactly 2 imports to be real: takeaway talent on defense, and a pass rush to force the throws takeaways come from. Minka Fitzpatrick spent Saturday tipping passes. One deflection turned into a toe-tap touchdown catch by Isaiah Williams. Per Jet Nation's charting, the wrong team caught it, but the tip is the skill. And Bailey, the direct answer to 26 sacks, is wrecking his own scrimmage before he's played a snap. When your rebuild's defensive thesis keeps beating your rebuild's offensive thesis, you are at minimum half right. The absence ledger, weighted by change. Garrett Wilson was in uniform, but initially not participating Saturday before working into team drills, per Jet Nation, worth a raised eyebrow given the knee that ended his 2025, no more than that until someone reports otherwise. Tavondre Sweat, hamstring, remains on the non-football injury list. Joseph Osai and Tyler Barron on PUP, Mozzie Smith working back from a hamstring, rookie corner D'Angelo Pons down with a calf strain, a meaningful chunk of the rebuilt defensive front still watching. The veteran rest program for Demario Davis, Fitzpatrick, and Harrison Phillips is deliberate, per Jets X Factor's practice tracking. And one roster note handled straight. Glenn confirmed the team did due diligence on Terrion Arnold, the corner he coached in Detroit, per Simony. Arnold faces felony charges from a February incident, unresolved, and the interest was characterized as diligence and nothing further. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed, with both of its clauses on display. The bounce mechanisms are physically present and functioning. Fitzpatrick's hands, Bailey's rush, a schedule of takeaway math no camp can touch. And the quarterback risk is equally present. The same Geno who was perfect on script got exposed the moment the script left, behind a line that couldn't hold the rookie. 6-8 wins, exactly as priced, with the season's shape, better defense, honest offense, already visible in miniature. What would change it? Whether Wilson's Saturday hesitation becomes an injury report line and how the line handles a pass rush it doesn't practice against? The preseason opener is the first external test. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.